Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalam wa ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi wa sabihi wa salim. Dear beloved Muslims, highly praised and glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayers and the peace be on Muhammad the Prophet, his companions, the righteous servants, all. Ameen. And we also bear witness that there is no God but Allah always, and Muhammad is his messenger. Dear beloved people, we like to start the talk today, and we're going to talk about salutations. Just as I mentioned, opening salutation or opening greeting or acknowledgement. And this is said wherever you go. There's many different ways of saying a salutation, and we follow the traditions of our leader Imam Wahdi Muhammad. There's others who go back to the time of Prophet Muhammad, and there's many salutations. But the salutations, as long as we recognize Allah and give prayers and peace on Prophet Muhammad, that's sufficient. You know, we can't learn everything quite naturally, but if we keep those things in mind, then we are offering the salutation. And the salutation is acknowledging the presence of Allah before we do anything of importance. We should always remember that. Or either we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim with God's name, right? The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. That means that we are recognizing Allah. And why is that so important? Well, for the believer, it's very important because Allah knows everything and we know nothing. Keep that in mind. Anything that we're getting ready to say is not from us. It comes from Allah. If we're giving teachings from the Quran, this is the book of Allah. If we discovered any wisdom or knowledge or whatever the case, that was also by the permission of Allah. And it also keeps us humble, because sometimes we could go to the furthest extreme and think we all that, you know. So we keep this in our mind that we acknowledge Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And then we also give greetings to our Prophet Muhammad, the greetings to Prophet Muhammad, dear Prophet Muhammad. That's a greeting. We say, if we was to say, dear Prophet Muhammad, that is a salutation or a greeting to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, alhamdulillah. So this is very important. You know, if we're in a religious society, or if we're in the business society, or if we're in a classroom setting or whatever the case, then we should also have a salutation, a greeting. And a part of that greeting should recognize God. Quite nasty. We don't come into the Christian society and propagate Prophet Muhammad over there, Prophet Esau, but we can say something like, to the prophets, greetings to all of the prophets. I mean, that's respectful, right? Alhamdulillah. So this is important. It keeps us in the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as a natural human being, a servant of Allah. Alhamdulillah. And that's what we all striving to be anyway. There's no one individual that's more pleasing to Allah than the other individual, only in the righteousness, only in their righteousness. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. When we say, all the praise is due to Allah alone, that's a salutation. Because what are we saying? All praise. Some Qurans you might read and it says, praise be to Allah, the merciful, the Lord of all the worlds. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. But it doesn't say that in the Quran. In the Arabic, it says, all of the praise is due to Allah. All of the praise is due to Allah, right? Not just praise be to Allah, give praise be to anybody. All of the praise. In other words, what is that telling us? That little statement is telling us that we are not worthy of praise. Matter of fact, human beings can't handle praise. We become arrogant, we become self-centered, etc. So whenever we say, somebody says to us, oh, brother, you did a wonderful job. Very beautiful, beautiful kutbah. You know how we like to glorify people, right? Then the individual, who, if he's sitting under all of that praise, his chest started to get big, his back started to get straight, and before you know it, he's standing up there accepting all of the praise. That's not due to him. But when we say, when somebody says or praises an individual, the individual should right away say, Alhamdulillah. Praise, all of the praise is due to Allah. Because Allah is my teacher, Allah is my instructor, Allah gave me life, and Allah gave me the ability to have perceptions, right? Everything that I have, I benefited, fi sabil Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we give praise be to Allah. All of the praise is due to Almighty Allah, God alone, right? So when we say Allah, what are we talking about? We're talking about not a creation. We're talking about something that we have faith in. There's nobody that I know of other than the ignorant masses of people who gave a description of God. God describes his own self. You want to know something about the description of Allah? Read the Quran. And the Quran will give you a description. And if it's not in the Quran, don't create one, right? Allah is indivisible. He stands all by himself. He is the creator of all things. Alhamdulillah. And if we put it in that perspective, then we keep it safe. How can we tarnish or slander or do anything against Allah when we don't see any physical presence? But when our heart is pure and our heart is right, then we believe something, and we believe it because God put faith in our hearts. The little baby just born out of the womb of his mother, Allah breathed faith into that child's soul before the child even came out of his womb, the womb of his mother. We naturally believe in a superior, a creator, the creator of all things, naturally. And then man comes along and puts himself in that place. And then before you know it, we start following man, and we reject that superior individual called Allah. Allah, quite naturally, is the best known. All the praise, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rab, what does Rab mean? This is the salutation. This is how we open up. Matter of fact, I'll read the whole salutation, then we'll come back and make some comments. All the praise is due to Almighty Allah, Almighty God Allah, the guardian, evolver, and sustainer of all the systems of knowledge, or all the worlds. The blessings and the peace be upon Muhammad, our prophet, the messenger of Allah to us all. And this is basically the salutation that Imam Wahdi Muhammad taught us years ago, back in the 70s, and many of us use it even today. But if we didn't use it and use some other salutations, as long as it has these properties in it, alhamdulillah. So we don't want to get all hung up on different schools of thought of we made a mistake and the next thing you know we entering into hellfires and all of these rest of these things. As long as our intentions are correct. So all of the praise is due to Almighty God Allah. Right? Allah is the God, right? He's the creator of all things. He's the God of the Jew. He's the God of the Christian. He's the God of the Buddhist and the Hindu. He's the God of everything in existence. Matter of fact, it mentions that all creatures have their own specific mode of prayer. So in other words, he's the God of animal life, an ant, right? He's the God of an ant. And every creature has its own mode of prayer. And we creatures too, we have our mode of prayer. And what is the mode of prayer of an ant? The nature, as long as the ant is living in his nature, he's worshiping Allah. Because God created him to be an ant. He didn't create him to be a lion. If he acts like he's a lion, then he's out of his nature and he's out of his prayer. So when human beings live in their nature, that's their prayer. As long as you be respectful to what God created in you, for you, you are in prayer. You are in worship. Now, we have the ritual prayers, but the ritual prayers is making a statement too. It's telling you how your nature should be conducted. Alhamdulillah. So if we just have prayer on Friday or Sunday or Saturday and perform them rituals and go about acting like a savage on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and all other days, then we are out of our mode of prayer. So we got to come back. Alhamdulillah. So these teachings are necessary and essential so we can know who we are in relationship to who created us, right? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, then quite naturally we owe our debt to Allah. He says that all the praise is due to Almighty God Allah, the guardian, evolver, sustainer of all the worlds or all the systems of knowledge. The word Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rabb means Lord, right? Your Lord. And when we're talking about your Lord, we're talking about the creator of all things. A lot of people call themselves Lord. They say that Jesus is Lord, and you know, in their language. But the definition, what is the definition of Jesus as Lord? Is Jesus the Lord of as a teacher? Or as a one you find might find knowledge or wisdom or spiritual advancement in? Okay, then maybe you could accept it that way. But the word Lord or Rab, as we understand it in Islam, means your creator. So if Jesus is creation, he most certainly can't be Rab, because Allah is the Rab, the creator of all things. So if he created Jesus, how are you going to give credit to Jesus for being the creator? Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all the systems of knowledge, or Lord of all the worlds. And then it said, now this Rab, or this creator, he has the ability, he possesses the ability, the soul ability. He's the guardian evolver, right? He's a guardian evolver. In other words, he looks after your life as your life is being evolved. He looks after all life. He looks after animal life, plant life, mineral life, human life, all of our lives. Sometimes we see individuals struggling with their life. He says they might be struggling so hard, as did Prophet Muhammad in his time. He was fighting or struggling because he was going through difficulties, and he cried out, when come the help of Allah? And Allah responded to him, the help of Allah is always near. It gave him confidence. He said, okay, I'm not out here by myself. I'm going through all of these difficulties. I feel like I'm out here all by myself. But Allah says, the help of Allah is always near, even when we're going through difficulty, because he's a guardian evolver. He allows us to go through these things to stabilize the life that he designed for us. Our lives are designed. Why was I, as an example to myself, why was I coming to the Nation of Islam in the 60s, 65, 66? Why did I come in? Why did I go through the Nation of Islam? Why did I go through all the difficulty, trials, and tribulation? Why did I go through all of these things? It wasn't by my design. If it was my design, I would probably be somewhere sipping some lemonade and sitting in a cool chair. Who knows? But this is the design of Allah. And the help of Allah was with us all the time. We didn't see him, but the help of Allah is always near. So he's a guardian evolver. See, because when you see your life and you're moving along and your life is evolving, if you don't realize this, ask yourself, where were you at yesterday? You know, some of us, our aspirations are so far ahead of ourselves. You know, we get frustrated because we're not where our final destiny is. But ask yourself, where were you yesterday, right? When you were scrubbing around in the projects or somewhere looking for a job and all the rest of it, where are you at now? When you were making minimum wage or no money at all, look at you now. Allah is a guardian. He's evolving your life. And he also mentions to us that after the difficulties, or along with the difficulty comes ease. So in other words, you go through difficulty for ease. How do we understand that also? Look at a tree. It has to come out of the ground and break through the earth and struggle and strive and all of these kinds of things. And then you see 50 years, 100 years later, look at a beautiful tree. It went against storms, rain, ice, and all the rest of these things, and it qualified itself to be standing there right now. And then Allah gives us another a hint in the Quran. It says, and man grows like a plant. So the same thing that a plant goes through, the same thing that we go through in our life. Alhamdulillah. So he's a guardian evolve. The life is always evolving, evolving, evolving to higher levels of human excellence. All the time. It's always doing that. So this is why once we properly understand, we don't have time to be miserable and always thinking that things is working against me. No, it's working for us, right? Every day working for us. Alhamdulillah. The guardian evolver. And also sustainer. He sustains our life, right? He sustains our life. The guardian evolver, sustainer of all the worlds, right? He sustains the whole world. The reason that we have a world as we have it today, because God sustained it. At one time, there was nothing. And then out of nothing, Allah brought something. And look at the world that we see it today. All of these beautiful green trees, plants, apples, corn, and all of these beautiful things came over a long period of time. The way they are now, they weren't like that 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 years ago. They were evolving gradually over a period of time. And then he said, after they reached their excellence, until they reached their excellence. And then when that development reaches its excellence, is God don't have to be the sustainer anymore. The creation sustains itself. It's at its highest excellence, the excellence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed. When we look at nature, we see lions and tigers and elephants and all of these things, one attacking the other one running. He's running away. He's trying to get away. He attacks him, and he makes that his meal, right? There's an individual, say that the top of the chain, the lion or the elephant or whatever the case, and then the bottom of the chain. Allah shows us these examples that every creature have reached the excellence that Allah designed for it. That's why they survive. And the same thing for human life. Now, Satan's job is to take you out of your mode, the mode that Allah created. And once he can get you out of his mode, then you will not be successful. You will not be successful. So he is the guardian evolver of all. And I'll use the language of Imam Warthi Muhammad. In most Qurans, they say the guardian evolver of all the worlds. But Imam Warthi Muhammad opens up the worlds for a bigger understanding by saying the guardian, evolver, sustainer of all the systems of knowledge. What is a system of knowledge? Everything that Allah created. He created it as a system. Let's go back to the ant. The ant is a system. And if you study the system of an ant, you'll understand community life. You'll understand appreciation for your fellow ant, right? You should, the sharing part, right? The work part, right? Ants even bury their own dead. I've seen on television, I see the ants, they died in their home or hive or whatever you call it. And then they had a section of ants that took the dead ant out and took it to a burial ground. Unbelievable. But how many times do we analyze Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation as scientific, right? It's science. Science is what? Knowledge. It's a system of knowledge. And I recall Imam Warthi Muhammad constantly teaches us that we have to be more scientific in our thinking, right? You know, and don't allow the world to give us opinions, right? Challenge it. Whenever they come up with any idea, whatever the case might be, challenge it, right? Use our common sense. Now, if it fits into something natural, alhamdulillah, we say, okay, well, I can understand that naturally, but if it's not, don't accept it. Don't accept these things or drugs and whatnot that they give if there's no logical reason for you taking it. we take vitamins and all the rest of these kinds of things, there's no logical reason for you to take it other than somebody is just making money, right? Understand what you need scientifically and do just that, and we'll be all right. Alhamdulillah. And what is the best example? The best example, brother, is the professional in that area. If he's a professional in cutting grass, then go to him. Don't go to a plumber for grass. Go to the grass cutter. Same thing with doctors, physicians, or whatever the case. Get a good physician and take the advice of the physician, and we'll be all right. That's how Allah created things. You know, we say, well, no, I'm just going to wait till Allah come down and correct me. No, he already gave you a correction or somebody to correct you. He gave you a professional, alhamdulillah, and Allah knows best. And then it goes on to say, the blessings and the peace be upon Muhammad, our prophet, Allah's messenger and servant to all. Alhamdulillah. Why is Prophet Muhammad's name in the salutations? Well, it just makes common sense to me that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Prophet Muhammad to deliver his message, then there should be blessings, the blessings of peace be up on him. Because everything that Allah gave to Prophet Muhammad fulfilled his message, right? And then the biggest concern that he had is whatever Prophet Allah gave to Prophet Muhammad, that he conveyed the message. And I believe before he passed on, he asked his congregation, did he make the message clear? Right? And they bear witness. They were there. They bear witness that he made the message clear. So we say the blessings or the prayers, we pray for Prophet Muhammad. And the peace be upon Prophet Muhammad, right? The messenger of Allah. Is the voice. This is the voice of Allah. Not the physical voice. The voice is in Allah's word conveyed in Prophet Muhammad and also demonstrated. Not only did he just come to and give the recitations of the Quran, he did that, but he also, in his life, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, he demonstrated it in his life. And so in other words, there's a revelation, right? And then here's an obvious observation of Allah's word in the example of Prophet Muhammad. This is why we say we believe in Allah and we follow the example of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's included in that. We have to include him in that. He's not God. We don't worship him. We pray for him, and we pray that God's blessings be upon him. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quite naturally, is the best knower. So this is important, and we should take the time to read the Quran and see a study, a salutation. As I mentioned, not only for just religious means or religious teachings or things of that nature, but for anything. If you're a spokesperson, you speak in front of people, you don't just want to get up and start your speech. You want to recognize the people. You want to greet them and also acknowledge them. You know, what does it take? It takes a couple of 2 minutes or not even that to acknowledge who you're speaking to, greet them and acknowledge them, right? Because everybody wants to be acknowledged. But this acknowledgement that we greet when we start the khutbah or read the Quran or any religion is acknowledging the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm standing in this spot, fi sabilillah, for the pleasure of Allah alone. I have no other reason to be here other than that. In other words, don't credit me, don't clap and all the rest of that stuff. Don't say I got a few dollars for you and none of that, right? Anything that you want to do is for the pleasure of Allah and Allah alone. And then we see in many religions, in the Jewish religion, in the Christian religion, and I'm pretty certain it was happening in the Muslim religion before we came aware of Islam, and now it's happening in our community. People are taking credit. They're using the word of Allah as a business. People are standing before the people, and many of them could articulate very well, very educated, etc. They understand human nature. They understand the difference between the nature of a woman and the nature of a man. And all the time manipulating. We see it all the time. What are we going to say? We can't say anything about it. We can't do anything about it, right? But we know the game. We see it. And if that individual really understood the nature of his acknowledgement, he'd give all the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't use Allah's word to manipulate the public. And if we do, we're going to have serious issues. Matter of fact, we have serious issues already and don't even realize it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quite nasty, is the best knower. So we put our trust in Allah and Allah alone. And remember, we can pray the prayers and the peace be on Muhammad, his companions at the time that lived with him, right? They struggled also. They went through all kinds of difficulties to be supportive of the mission of Prophet Muhammad. And also, all the righteous people. Don't waste your time praying for people who are not righteous, right? See, Allah is not going to help a person that's righteous until that individual change what is troubling him. Once the individual changes, all right, alhamdulillah, then you pray for him too. But how are you going to pray for a killer, a murderer, a drug dealer, right? You can't solve that problem. The individual have to solve the problem. Because if you try to solve his problem, you have to go to all the people that he killed or caused to lose their life with drugs and all the rest of these things. You'd have to go to all of them too, right? So you just don't even worry about it. Pray for all the righteous people on this planet Earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in this life and also the after. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Say He is Allah, the one and only, Allah the Eternal, Absolute. He begets not, nor is He begotten, and none is like Him. Ameen. Kabbalah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah. Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the second part of the khutbah. As I mentioned before, the second part can continue along with the first, or if there's any information that we have to impart. I recall the time Prophet Muhammad, he used to even take the time to talk about battles that they had to fight during the time of Ramadan, right? Any issues or concerns in the community as far as male and men, women relationships, the economy, and because keep in mind, the religion of Islam is just not, it's not a religion as we know religion in this Western society. It's a way of life, a natural way of life for your human life. Alhamdulillah. So all of the issues of your human life is your religion. All of it, everything is our religion. So all of these things needs to be addressed. Alhamdulillah. And also I'd like to make mention to us as an announcement that next Friday is Eid al-Adha. And Eid al-Adha, we're going to have a khutbah here, and I'll explain about the Hajj. I don't believe we're having Hajj this year. At least people from America, I don't believe, are going because of the virus. But I'll explain some parts of the Hajj, and then the slaughtering of the animals, Abraham, his son Ishmael, and how that relates. And that's very important. It's good information, good knowledge for us to understand. And we'll cover that. And so next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is Eid al-Adha. Alhamdulillah. That's the time that we're supposed to have lamb, because the slaughtering of the lamb, and we're supposed to share it, and we're also supposed to consume it. Alhamdulillah. So I just like to close out here with a dua. A dua is a prayer. It's not the ritual salat, the ritual prayers that we make. It's a dua. A dua is something that we pray, and we can pray anytime, anywhere. We don't need to be in wudu. Wudu is washing the hands, face, etc. Or guzu, washing the whole body. You know, we can be in a coal mine. right? And we can make a dua. We say, oh Allah, please don't let this cold mind cave in on me. That's a dua, right? We dirty and nasty and sweaty and everything. So we constantly making dua. And this is a dua that Prophet Muhammad made, Imam Muwahhid Muhammad made in his time when he came into the leadership. And he's saying, and I'll read it and then we'll conclude. Oh Allah, guide us, forgive us our faults, and grant us the blessings of faith. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah. And I bear witness Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Peace be upon him, his descendants, his companions, the righteous servants, all of them, and upon us in America and throughout the world. Ameen. Kul hu Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Say he is Allah, the one and only Allah, the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and none is like him. Ameen. Qad qamitu salat.